would like to introduce you to the one and only Tim Gunn.
Make it work.
Go, go, go.
Do it.
Go so.
Work, work, work.
Make it work.
You have a little factory here. This is your look.
How large is large?
All by myself.
Come on!
Week, whatever it is, Lou, of this inside bullshit.
You know what week it is?
I have.
It's happy birthday, Dale Spook Grossman.
It is today. Is it today? Yes, today. We are recording this on Friday.
It is truly a good
the
Friday.
The 10th. 4/10. Too bad it wasn't 4/20 for old Dale.
Ah, yes. That's right around the corner.
That's right around the corner. We'll be meeting at 4:20 on 4/20.
Can't wait to see the Lori Lightfoot 4/20 things coming out.
One of the great memes of this whole thing is, where is Lori Lightfoot, Lou? I'm going to have to give her a sovereign shout out, although you already did. You put her in the window. Who did that?
I have no idea.
All right, but it was funny.
Yes, it was.
All right. Enough of that. How about bear news, Lou?
How about bear news?
The sporting news, right? The NFL uniforms, Lou, and the guy who did it was named, I'm not making this up, Tad Houselop.
Okay. All right, Tad.
Now, where do you think the Bears ranked in the uni? And then we're talking about unis today, by the way, not classic or historical, just today.
Five.
Lou, they were at 25th. What the hell?
That's what?
I know. People are actually intimidated by the Bear uniform when they come into the house. So here's what Tad says about that. The Bears uniforms, though, are dull. Chicago is a great color scheme. What makes the team's insistence on sticking to the traditional look frustrating?
Fuck Ooh. You, Tad.
That sums it up for everybody, Lou. Where do you think the Giants rank, Lou? Where do you think the Giants?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. No, I... Let's see. Going by the Tad model... 19.
Ooh, close. 18, Lou.
Oh, yeah.
The Giants move up the rankings because they finally ditched the gray pants. Apparently, Tad does not like the gray pants as part of their home unis, which makes a generally boring look pop much better. Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. We're not going to make any more commentaries on this, but we're going to go over the Central Division. Where do you think the Vikings ended up?
Oh, the Vikings. You know, I'm hoping at least they stayed up there. I'm going to give them a 10.
Oh, God, 23rd.
Yeah,
I just don't.
Who does Tad have as number one?
Well, we're going to go on to that. The Lions. Where do you think the Lions ranked?
Oh, fuck, 30th.
12th.
Oh, come on.
The dreaded Packers, Lou. Where are they at?
Well, no, I really got the curveball on. Packers, 18th.
Fourth. Now they finally.
Why are they four and the Bears are 20?
How about the Jets?
Fucking Jets, 7.
15. All right. Fly Eagles fly, Lou. What
fly
do you think?
Eagles fly, number 3.
9th.
Oh.
And finally, 10. Who is the. Well, we'll go to the 32nd first. What do you think the last place team was, Lou?
San Diego Padres. The San Diego Chargers.
They're the Los Angeles Chargers. Now is a trick question. No, Patriots, number 32.
Okay.
I agree only because I don't like them. Who is number one, Lou? Who would you guess is number one?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No way. Is the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, come on.
For what? For what, I ask, Tad?
You're wasting your time on this, Tad. I bet we got tatted.
I think we got to send Kyle Schlong for a visit to Tad.
Oh,
because Kyle will put him straight. Maybe.
Wow.
Why Mitch Trubisky will be a starter after camp. This is according, Lou, to Frank Mancuso of BearsGogglesOn.com. His two main reasons. For some reason, he has the full support of his teammates. What do you think of that, Lou?
I don't know. Maybe for the first three games.
Number two, lose. Second reason to Frank, he knows Matt Nagy's whiteboard schemes the best. He knows his offense. But who knows what Nagy's offense is?
Well, he's already proven he can't call plays.
Well, there you go. Both Nagy and Trubisky.
Yeah, well, okay.
So, but he says he doesn't expect Mitch to finish.
How about those White Sox?
He doesn't expect Mitch to finish the season he starts, which will put the Bears in a will he or won't he situation, which everybody hates.
Who's number two?
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles.
You know, they brought him, but they brought him in as a presumptive number one, Lou. I don't get it.
Okay, well, I'd rather shoot the dice with him.
Shoot the dice, Lou. Shoot the dice. All right. Lou, a sad but happy note. And this is a funny story, but Mary Louise Suari, also known as Mary Lou Dickman. Her name was Lou Dickman of Sandusky, Ohio, passed peacefully away on August 17th, 2019, at the age of 87. I bring this up, Lou, because there's a couple of things, but
she's gonna rise.
She was a friend of mine on Facebook when we first started Lou Dickman, because I looked for other Lou Dickman. She was the only one there. So Mary Lou Dickman, remember who she married, Lou? Do you remember his name? He was a doctor.
No.
You read the obit.
I don't remember.
Wilbur!
Wilbur.
Wilbur Dickman. He is in the pantheon of great Dickmans.
Yes.
He was also a colonel in the Air Force, Lou.
Okay.
Thank you for your service, Wilbur Dickman.
Okay.
All right. And they named all their kids after D's. They had six kids. There was Doug and Dan Dickman. And then finally, Debbie, Diane, Dawn, and Denise Dickman. if you're gonna give a name to it, the Dickmans, you gotta make it a double D.
Okay.
Let's hope one.
I want to know where you're going with this.
Oh, I was just gonna do the cheap joke. I hope one of those girls became a double D, as a tribute to Lou Dickman.
Oh, it's speechless.
Moving on, Lou. I quote you today before I came into the Sovereign here for package service. I'm getting banished. That's what Lou texted me today. So I'm interested in your couple tips for surviving the inside time. What does the banishment mean? What?
Wow. Just taking a walk for 2 hours. That's
I
all.
See. Lou, so you don't have any couple tips for...
No, you're on your own out there.
Lou, you seem perplexed at the direction this podcast has taken.
Yeah, it kind of took a weird twist, but go ahead. We'll get through it. Keep moving on.
Okay. Your power rankings. This will bring us back. Your power rankings. We're going to go over diner sandwiches this week. You're going to put the power rankings for diner sandwiches. Lou, what I picked for diner sandwiches is the classic BLT, your baconless tomato sandwich, your pork tenderloin, your sloppy Joe, or your French dip. So those are the four.
Wow, those who all suck.
But you
don't have the fried egg sandwich on there.
Well, that's breakfast. I'm going to do it.
It's a diner sandwich. You don't even have a freaking patty melt on that list.
You're pissed at me because of the subject matter of this podcast.
The pork tenderloin is definitely last.
All right. You don't like the fried pork tenderloin?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm
Nobody
saying
does it well.
Nobody so why does it. You put it last.
All
okay.
right. Next, three.
What's three? Let's go to that French dip.
French dip? I like the French dip, Lou. That's sort of the cousin to, your Chicago Italian beef.
Okay.
All right. It's the French cousin. So what you got left is the BLT or the Sloppy Joe, Lou?
I'm going to go with the BLT.
All right. That's number two.
And the Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe, number one.
What's a few diner sandwiches left, other than the open-faced meatloaf.
Yeah, I was considering that, but
anything open-faced.
Yeah, well, that
old-fashioned white bread.
I could have done that open-faced general, but I think of the four. So, do you have a suggestion for power rankings that I might want to go after?
Oh no, you're on your own.
All right. It doesn't get any...
It's like that couples thing. You're on your own.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
From Tad. Have an outstanding week.
And
go Bears.
Come back to the Sovereign. This is a commission inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Bizarro Fashion World. When you need the opposite of fashion, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou wants to see you soon. Come back.